This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we are getting closer to a resolution of our presidential race. They now have cut the number of uncounted ballots in Pennsylvania, which is 20 electoral votes. And if President Trump holds on in Pennsylvania, holds on to his lead, and wins the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, well, then he would still have a plausible path to win the presidency. He would also have to turn away the strong leanings in Arizona and in Nevada, but at least he would still have a shot. And in Pennsylvania right now, 340,000 ballots yet to be counted. And President Trump's lead in Pennsylvania is down to just 90,000 votes. Now, how does that play out with 340,000 votes left? Biden would have to win about two-thirds of those votes. And if he did, he would then have a majority in Pennsylvania. And it would almost surely be an actual majority, over 50%. Right now, Joe Biden is 48.7%. But it would be a narrow win with 10,000 to spare, something like that, if Joe Biden took two-thirds of the remaining votes. How plausible is that? He's been getting a higher percentage of that with mail-in ballots. Now, where are these ballots still out in Pennsylvania? They are out in Allegheny County, which is Pittsburgh. There are 30,000 of them. They are not going to be counting those votes until tomorrow. That's the announcement from the Pennsylvania officials. Philadelphia, they're still counting Philadelphia ballots, which have been very heavily Biden, particularly the mail-in ballots. They represent 80 to 90,000 of the 340,000 that are left. And I believe they're still working on them. And it's why there has been a steady reduction in President Trump's lead in the Keystone State. Will all of this be settled out in lawsuits ultimately? Well, here's the nightmare scenario. They have 10,000 ballots in addition to the 340,000 that have not been counted that are what they call segregated ballots. Those are ballots that arrived depending on the court order for a local Pennsylvania court that they changed the rules and accept a late arriving ballots as long as they had the postmark on it on election day. You can understand why they changed that, but it's outrageous for a court to make that decision at the last minute, when the standing rule has been that you basically discount any votes that arrive after Election Day. And the right thing for the court to have done, it seems to me, is to have been say, well, we don't think this is fair, and send it back to the legislature and talk about reforming it for the next election. But for this election, just days before the election, to change the rules. So there now are, originally, the statement had been this morning, there were only about 1,000 of those segregated ballots. There are actually about 10,000. Could it be so close that those 10,000 votes would make a difference? And make a difference in determining the next president of the United States in a nightmare scenario? Yeah, that could happen. The counting continues in Arizona. And in Arizona now, they have counted 86% of the votes. And Joe Biden is 68,000 votes ahead. Depending on where the votes come from, in Arizona, the biggest county by far in the state with half the state's population, is Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix is. And Trump and Biden have been splitting Maricopa County fairly closely with a slight edge to Biden. Now, that's a big change because traditionally Maricopa County, which is changing demographically, it's becoming younger and more snowbirds coming in from elsewhere in the country, and it's becoming more Hispanic. Biden has not done particularly well with Hispanic voters across the country. In Maricopa County, he's been seems to be doing a little bit better, but will there be enough votes yet to be counted? With 14% of the ballots that are out there not yet tabulated, we'll see. There, the New York Times, for instance, which is not known to be a pro-Trump vehicle, hasn't called Arizona yet. They believe it is still plausible for President Trump to flip that state. And in terms of flipping Nevada, they're really holding up the count here. The Registrar of Clark County, that's Las Vegas, said today that the county would release a big batch of votes around noon Eastern time, that's 9 a.m. tomorrow. Remaining votes include mail ballots and provisional ballots. 89% has been counted in Nevada, and Joe Biden has increased his lead slightly to 12,000. It at one point was down to 8,000 votes. Joe Biden is leading 49.4% to 48.5%. So that's the latest on the fate of the world. If you believe that this election is important, and I do, of course. When have we had any election that's even at all comparable to this? It was 2000. We were talking with Ari Fleischer, who experienced that election on the Republican side of things, as a press aide, the press secretary to the Republican nominee, George W. Bush. There's also a statement that came out earlier. This is clip four from one of the people who experienced that election on the Democratic side of things. He was Al Gore's running mate. His name, Joe Lieberman. Love to have Joe join us on the show. He is a personal friend. And Joe Lieberman made a statement, wrote a column today in Wall Street Journal, and he indicated that in his belief as a Democrat who I know voted for Biden, supported Biden, he believes that because of the closeness of the election, you have to give Donald Trump and his supporters their day in court. Listen.
I think the important thing for me to say, and I guess it's directed toward the Trump campaign, you got it right now, and you actually have the time to take these cases to court. The Electoral College doesn't meet this year until December 14th. I hope we don't have to wait that long. But you got a right to take your case to the courts, let the judges decide. But then most of all, as Al Gore did in 2000, it's got to end at some point for the good of the country. Got to have a chance for power and pull together.
Okay, that's the theme of his column today in the Wall Street Journal. And what a beautiful column it is. It talks about how even after Bush v. Gore, there were people who wanted Al Gore to continue contesting it. But Al Gore came to the conclusion that the good of the country meant more than the good of the campaign. Joe Lieberman writes, I had counseled the vice president differently. But I can say unreservedly that his choice was the best for our country, which was to go ahead and concede the election after the court decided. Today, both campaigns need to take Al Gore's example to heart. As uncertainty looms and lawyers make arguments about the election process in states across the country, I ask Donald Trump and Joe Biden to remember two things. First, that we are a country that abides by the rule of law. The candidates should resolve their disputes in the courts, not in the streets. Messrs. Trump and Biden must make clear that violence of any kind is unacceptable and criminal. Second, at some point, this election must end for the sake of America, which both presidential candidates have pledged to put first. The litigation can't last forever. one of these two men will be president for the whole of the country for the next 4 years. More on that theme and what the next 4 years might look like coming up on the MedVet Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Learn something when I get a chance to speak to Nick Grovich. Nick Grovich is the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona that has over 25,000 satisfied clients across the nation, including me. And this is a moment, Nick, where the immediate reaction to the election appears to have been just hysterically joyous on the part of Wall Street. I mean, the first couple of days after the election, it was up, up, up. Does this mean that we have arrived at a time of lasting peace and prosperity? Does it?
Well, let's hope so. I mean, I think it's a really good sign that the stock market's been up the last couple of days. As you and I were speaking, I think part of it is because, you know, we don't know who the president is yet, but it looks like it might be evenly split, you know, Congress, the Senate, the presidency between Republicans and Democrats, which, you know, Wall Street generally likes that. It keeps everybody in check a little bit.
Yeah, that's what the Wall Street Journal was saying. I mean, they had a headline today is Wall Street loves divided government. And by the way, our founders loved it too. That's why they set up this complicated system where you can't just make sweeping change by the will of one faction. You have to balance it. You have to work it back and forth. And it limits the power of any one specific arm of government. But in terms of the future, people really don't know what to expect. And this is part of what you do. Is why is it so important, and I believe that it is, I know you do, that people have some kind of diversified investments no matter how much money they have to put away?
Well, I look at the metals, silver, gold, even platinum. I look at it more as an insurance policy, and this might sound trite, but you know, a lot of people call me and say, oh, you know, I don't believe in gold as an investment. Well, I get that. I mean, over time, I think gold, well, gold and silver have proven to hold their value. And that's really, you know, that's really the gist of having gold and silver. It's a policy against an economic collapse. It's a policy against, you know, those, every so often you have just a terrible thing happen in the economy or world, and that's when the gold and silver comes in handy to have. Would I take all my money and put everything in gold? No, I wouldn't do that. Would I take 10, 5, 15, something like that percent? Yeah, I think that's a smart move. You know, I tell people all the time, it's more like a policy, and the best thing that could happen to you is for gold not to go up. Buy some gold and have it not go up, and the rest of your life's going to be great. But you get one of those economic collapses, and you're going to be really happy you have a little gold or silver as an alternative.
And again, that logic, it seems to me, is almost unanswerable. And who knows that with the epic levels of debt that our government is accumulating, that America at large is accumulating, it doesn't take that much for things to change direction and for security with your investments, with your savings, to be a very, very key priority. And Nick Rovich, in terms of what is different about AmFed, and I think it is, I found it to be very different, and now it's the only precious metals operation that I deal with. You explained to me a long time ago that one of the problems with the industry that you avoid is basically focusing on collector's pieces, which can be very aesthetically appealing, but what's wrong with them as investments or insurance?
You know, for a long time I loved collector coins. I mean, that's the reason I got in this business. And, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, my clients made very nice profits on those items. But the whole market has shifted. It's a really tough market to make money in. A lot of the people out there selling the coins, now, I'm not saying there aren't a lot of good coin dealers, rare coin dealers out there, but there's also a lot of, let's just call them brokers, high-pressure brokers. So people will call to buy, let's say they want to buy gold, and they'll get switched into a collector's coin, whether that's the old $20 St. Gaudens or something more rare than that. And what people don't realize is normally those coins are marked up anywhere from 30 to 50%. And I know some companies mark them up as much as 300%. So, you know, I can't justify something as an investment if I have to make 50% or 100% just to break even. And that's, you know, you have to think about the brokers. What do they want to sell a rare coin because they're making 10 times the profit that they're making on an ounce of gold or 100 ounces of silver. So the incentive is really there for brokers to sell the collectible coins. And like I said, I love collectible coins. It's just that market has really died off. You know, the collector coins were really hot in the 50s, 60s, 70s, even into the 80s. But the younger generations, they're just not buying those coins. And so it's kind of going the way of the stamp market, where it's turning very specialized. And I guess the good news is the people who are in it are very serious in buying the really high-end coins, but that means 90% of that market is doing nothing. So it's the type of thing, if you have a lot of money and you really love them, there's some great buys out there. But for the average person, I think you're better off just sticking with the bullion items.
See, I think it's that kind of candor, that kind of honesty that I appreciate so much about Nick Grovich. And whether you're interested in acquiring or maybe selling rare coins or precious metals, bullion, you can do that in a reliable fashion with very straight answers from the team at AmFed Coin and Bullion and from my friend Nick Grovich. You can give him a call at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694. And learn more at AmericanFederal.com. A very last word, Nick. There's so many people out there who think if there's one election outcome or another, when it becomes clear, it's the end of America, we're doomed, it's curtains, our democracy is gone. Long term on America, are you bullish as I am?
I'm very bullish. You know, we've all had elections we didn't like, and we always seem to come through them just fine.
And I suspect that will be the case here as well. That's Nick Grovich for straight answers on anything involving your investments in coins or precious metals. You can reach him at AmFed Coin and Bullion. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. Coming up, we'll continue the conversation about the long-term impact of the rearrangements in our federal government and its various parts. Coming up on The MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says interest rates will remain unchanged. The Fed's near-zero benchmark rate will hold to help deal with the economic impacts of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. As far as how the economy is doing regarding the coronavirus outbreak,
the Federal Reserve's response to this crisis has been guided by our mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people, along with our responsibilities to promote the stability of the financial system.
Speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is urging patience.
Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well. But that patience has been rewarded now for more than 240 years with a system of governance that's been the envy of the world.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They just made an announcement about Nevada. The 90% of the remaining ballots are from Clark County, which is Las Vegas, where Biden has a solid lead. He leads by 8 percentage points. But there are 190,000 ballots yet to be counted in Nevada. And at the moment, Joe Biden is 11,000 votes ahead of President Trump, almost 12,000 votes ahead. And, okay, so what does that mean? That means that there are plenty of ballots to flip the result in Nevada, which wouldn't give President Trump the election, but it would foreclose Joe Biden's easiest path to victory. His easiest path to victory is to hold on to Arizona and to hold on to Nevada, and that gives him exactly 270 electoral votes, where he would beat President Trump, assuming that President Trump holds on to everything else. It would be President Trump 270 to 268. The other announcement that is, when things get crazy here, the Georgia ongoing presidential vote tally, and they still have over 40,000 votes to tally in Georgia. President Trump just moments ago lost some more ground to Joe Biden. His lead is now fewer than 10,000 votes. That's for the first time today. Now, Georgia is a much bigger state than Nevada. Georgia is more than double the population of Nevada. But President Trump's lead in Georgia is now even smaller than the Joe Biden's lead in Nevada. though apparently in Nevada they still have more votes to count. And then there's this, John James, who ran that heroic race against the incumbent senator, Senator Gary Peters of Michigan. Very tight contest. It had been awarded last night. Peters was awarded the winner. They are within a few thousand votes of each other. And John James is refusing to concede. He says there are claims of cheating that are serious in Michigan. So that will continue. It probably will not impact the presidential race, where the advantage for Joe Biden is almost 150,000 votes, 98% of estimated votes reporting. What an election, and what a strain on the public. The one thing here that's clear is that there's still, regardless of what happens with the presidential race, there is still a lot of reason for Republicans to celebrate and feel congratulatory. Van Jones on CNN, former Obama aide, actually spoke about one of the things that Republicans did right in this election. That would be cut six.
This country is not what we thought. This country is not what it was. I don't care who you are. Nobody predicted this outcome. We predicted it was going to take longer, et cetera, et cetera. But it turns out that the outreach from Republicans to African Americans, Latinos, was effective. It also turns out
they picked up more African American females, African American males.
Yeah. And so to people, people said, listen, because Donald Trump says racially inflammatory stuff, he'll never make any inroads. It turns out that wasn't true. Also, though, it turns out the common ground politics of Joe Biden was able to pull in some suburban folks or whatever. So there's something happening where these parties are reaching out and doing all kind of weird stuff. We just can't go. These are not, we're not doing a census. We're doing an election. It turns out people vote for all kind of different reasons. So both parties got to go back to the drawing board.
And again, it's absolutely true. There, Joe Biden got a higher percentage of white suburban voters than previous Democrats have gotten, and significantly higher. And President Trump got a higher percentage of urban voters of color, black and Latino and Asian, than he did when he ran 4 years ago. And Casey Hunt and Chuck Todd on NBC discussed some of the disappointments for Democrats in the elections that took place on Tuesday. Listen.
The fact that, you know, Democrats went into this election night thinking that they were going to win at a minimum 5 to 7 additional House seats. So they thought there was going to be more blue on this map than what we
saw. I'll tell you where they thought they were going to get some blue. It was
right
in the state
there.
Of Texas.
Yeah, in Texas.
There was a whole bunch of some blue they thought they would add over here, some blue, and then, of course, this district, which we haven't called yet, but
yeah.
This is at the border. It's a district that the Democrats always think they should have. They struggle with it at times.
Yeah. There were districts in Michigan, too, they thought they would hold on to. Michigan as well. I don't mean Michigan's second district. And then North Carolina, there's some seats where they're disappointed. This just goes to show they were incredibly, frankly, overconfident about it. And they were saying we could win as many as 12 to 14 seats on a good night.
Okay. And they may have lost that many. They could lose up to 14 seats, the Democrats. They certainly have lost a minimum of 5. And David Axelrod on CNN, former chief Obama strategist, said this about some of the stark reality for Democrats after this election. Cut one.
Democrats went into yesterday's election expecting to add a dozen seats in the U.S. House. They have lost seats, and it's not clear just yet how many. They went into the election expecting and hoping to take control of the U.S. Senate. That is not going to happen. So they were hoping to take over legislative chambers in this very important year because reapportionment is coming up.
Right.
There were half a dozen that were in their sights. They won none of them. And so Trump had a real impact.
The Wall Street Journal, in their editorial today, they titled the editorial "Trump and Biden Go to Overtime." The thing is, though, it's not really a good analogy because it's not like overtime in a football game. If it's overtime in a football game, the quarterback controls what happens. Right now, Joe Biden and Donald Trump don't at all control what's happening. What's happening is trying to count every ballot. And they in the Wall Street Journal, they say Team Trump insists that Arizona will still flip to its column as outstanding ballots break for the president. If Mr. Trump pulls it off while holding Georgia and North Carolina, then winning Pennsylvania would take him over the top. The Trump campaign also said that it sued in Pennsylvania because its observers were kept too far from the counting. The chances it could all break Mr. Trump's way aren't zero, but his early morning Wednesday speech, writes the Wall Street Journal, declaring a premature victory in Pennsylvania was the wrong message. Before the election, Mr. Biden's supporters said they were more likely to vote by mail. So a blue shift was expected as these ballots were tabulated. Mr. Trump went on to warn about fraud and also tweeted that they are trying to steal the election. Votes that were validly cast must be counted, writes the Wall Street Journal, however excruciatingly long it takes. This isn't fraud, Mr. President, no matter what Mr. Trump may say. By the same token, ballots that were not cast according to state law, whether they arrived too late, they were missing, required signatures or secrecy envelopes, or other defects, those ballots must be rejected. I think you've got agreement here on the part of everybody about how it should proceed. But how it will proceed, that's a different issue. The idea of a stolen election, why is that very, very tough to bring off? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, the Wall Street Journal is talking about the charges of a stolen election, and those charges are just not helpful at this point. And that's one of the reasons the president's going to have to come out and say something tomorrow, not necessarily to claim elections, but to basically take that idea of a stolen election out of the national dialogue, because it's having an impact on real-life Americans. There was a video that went viral that I actually think is extremely entertaining in its own strange way. Now, this is clip 5, where in Clark County, Nevada, which is the center of the ongoing count that's going to determine the incredibly close race in Nevada. Now, that's a close race that Trump could very conceivably win. That could happen. But a gentleman wearing a T-shirt and shorts, and his T-shirt says barbecue, beer, freedom on it, interrupts a, which is, of course, and the guy bears some resemblance, and that's the idea of honoring the late Chris Farley. He interrupts a press conference where officials are talking about health issues in Clark County, Nevada, and it sounded like this.
We are not prepared to give that number.
The Biden crime family steals the election. The media is covering up. The Biden crime family steals this election. The media is covering up. The Biden crime family steal this election. The media is covering up. We want our freedom for the world. Give us our freedom, Joe Biden. Joe Biden is covering up this election. He's stealing it.
Okay. They kind of ignored the question from the individual who got in front of the cameras. And the charge that Joe Biden is stealing the election, there's a piece in the New York Times about just how hard it is to steal elections, and not because our election systems are perfect. They make mistakes all the time. Sometimes those mistakes involve thousands of votes. But one of the things that you'd have to do to steal the elections is have this tremendous amount of cooperation involve thousands of people. Because these elections right now, at least at this point in the count, there's almost nothing that is going to, like Florida in 2000, depend on 537 votes. We're talking about thousands of votes, not hundreds. And thousands of votes are vastly more difficult to try to steal or to fake or to fabricate. And that creates a very daunting prospect to people who actually do want to steal the election. which is why the Wall Street Journal continues its editorial. And it seems to me that what they're saying is profoundly true, is the sluggish counting was inevitable, since state laws say officials can't start processing piled-up mail ballots until Election Day. The state's highest count, this is Pennsylvania, also suspended, Stias Court also suspended the legal deadline for ballots to arrive, so votes can keep showing up in the mail until Friday. In fact, through Friday, is mail ballots that come in tomorrow. That's why the number went up. Originally, we reported there were 1,000 segregated ballots. Now there are 10,000 segregated ballots. Now there are, who knows, at the end of the day tomorrow, there could be 20,000 segregated ballots. And I do think there is a very good chance that those will be thrown out by the courts because they arrived too late, according to state law. But the idea that this is all part of some massive conspiracy. See, the problem with conspiracy theories, fundamentally, is they may make you feel like you're in the know when you know what's really going on, and you're not believing any of the happy talk, and you're not believing any of the propaganda. But what conspiracy theories do at their very heart is they make you feel powerless. They make you feel like a victim because there are these other forces that actually are in control of your reality. And the Wall Street Journal writes, what matters ultimately is the rule of law. Just as Joe Lieberman was saying, as long as the judiciary follows it, neither candidate will have cause to claim an illegitimate outcome. If either side supporters take to the streets, Messrs. Trump and Biden have an obligation to calm them. Amid fears of unrest, shops in Midtown Manhattan and other major cities are boarded up. There were arrests in Manhattan last night. People were rioting. What a sad sight to behold in the United States. America's experiment with mass mail voting was forced by the pandemic, but it's turning out to be a brush with chaos that shouldn't be repeated, writes the Journal. The task for this year is to finish the job by the book, ignore overheated rhetoric, let state and local officials complete the count, and trust in the rule of law. Now, speaking of the rule of law, there are lots of people who are afraid that if the Democrats take power in Washington, D.C., they're going to violate every kind of rule, every kind of norm. They're going to get rid of the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. That won't happen now because Mitch McConnell remains in charge. They're going to pack the court. Not a chance that will happen now. Mitch McConnell would block that, even if the Democrats, and I don't think they will, attempted that kind of maneuver. And then you talk about making statehood for D.C. and statehood for Puerto Rico. Well, they had a vote in Puerto Rico yesterday, 2 days ago, and Tuesday. And the vote in Puerto Rico was a non-binding referendum on do you want to become the 51st state of the United States. They had a big turnout and a lot of campaigning on both sides. And it was 52-48. In other words, it seems to me making the case for Puerto Rican statehood when 48% of voters, almost half, don't think that's a good idea. This, as effectively as anything Mitch McConnell will do, ought to get people to cool their jets about statehood for Puerto Rico. Until they have a substantial majority of people who live on the island of Puerto Rico who say we want to be citizens of a new state, and until that happens, then frankly the idea of making a case for statehood is treating them like a colony. Until there is a clear majority for statehood, it's a non-starter. And it's certainly a non-starter with Republicans in control of the Senate. As for statehood for the District of Columbia, right now they vote in the presidential election. You'll never guess how they voted. No, I mean the District of Columbia with its voters and three electoral votes. They have three whole electoral votes. They voted overwhelmingly for Biden. Okay. They've cast presidential votes for a long time. So what's the point of this statehood? they are claiming that it's not enough to elect its own city government. They want to have a state government so that they can send senators and a voting congressman. They now have a non-voting member of Congress to the United States Capitol to help cement and enlarge Democratic majorities. Now, that's a terrible idea. It may be unconstitutional because there are specific references in the Constitution for a federal district that will not be one of the states. But if the big concern here is we want representation in Congress, then obviously there are different ways of doing that. Let them select a representative in Congress as a part of Virginia or Maryland, which are the adjoining states. Or would it be possible to say, okay, you have a non-voting representative in Congress. It's been Eleanor Holmes Norton for forever. Why don't we change the congressional rules to give her a vote? Would that not be more sensible than taking this tiny land area and making it a full separate state with a separate governor and a separate state legislature? And why does that make any sense at all? It's really, it's a power grab, and once again, one of those things that will very fortunately be blocked by the Republican victories in the Senate. We'll cover tomorrow whether John James has any legs to stand on in continuing his fight in a seat for a Senate seat. He almost won. And we'll also be talking about an order by school officials that people should burn the flag. Why? Because of COVID. Where and why? We'll cover that. And a big new movie with Kevin Costner and Diane Lane, which we'll review in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.